On this Wednesday, we hear another bit of verse from one of you out there celebrating your home. Our This Is Where project today takes us just down the way from where I'm sitting, along the Massachusetts Turnpike, which everyone but tourists calls the Mass Pike, to the town of Worcester.
My home. Worcester, my hometown. Love, peace, shared daily. Ran from Africa, looking for peace and love. Only found it in Worcester, in the heart of Massachusetts. Yes, Worcester, this is where I belong. Left where I swallowed dust due to war, escaped in a hail of bullets, the suffering to safety was not small. Never knew there was a place better than Sierra Leone. Yes, Worcester. Here we are. This is where I belong.
That poem is read by Augustine Kanjia, takeaway listener in Worcester, who began his journey to his new home a long time ago from the African nation of Sierra Leone.
First of all, when I came to Worcester, I came with nothing. And where I was introduced, everybody came with a helping hand. As a refugee, I was really a needy person with my family. In fact, my first car was bought by one of the citizens of Worcester, Mr. Burke. He just got me a car. I never imagined that it could happen. I think that gave me the eyes to really see into Worcester. And many friends have asked me to move. Come to Minnesota. Come to this place. I have not given them heed. I say Worcester is my home.
And Worcester has a little more of an edge in the wintertime than Sierra Leone.
That has been the problem for my wife. But I think, as I said, people give you a helping hand. There is no type of coat I don't have to keep me warm. I love to see snow. So I tell my family that I really love the snow. And then they may frown, but they know I'm saying the truth. I go out with my kids sometimes to help them play in the snow. So because of the help in Worcester, winter is not a big deal. We all bear it.
Augustine, so many of the poems that we've gotten from listeners like you tell amazing stories in simple little lines. I have to ask you. You say you escaped in a hail of bullets from Sierra Leone. That would chase me to Worcester.
Yeah. There was war in Sierra Leone starting in 1991. Then they took over my area, my grandmother's home, where we lived. Unfortunately, nobody could go there. Then one day the government announced that it was okay, people were free to go. They had repelled the rebels. Then I boarded a bus one evening. Unfortunately, we had a massive attack on the road. The road was quiet, solemn, on a hill, just climbing down the hill. There was this bullet that came from nowhere, targeted the driver, and he died. The bus was going left to right on the road. It swayed its way like that. And then we stopped somewhere down the hill. And people started jumping. There were rebels there. Anybody who jumped was killed. Anybody who jumped was killed, was shot at. Then I was in that bus. I laid flat on the floor. I held on somebody who was ahead of me. And he was trying to force his way out. He pushed himself out, stood at the door. I still held on him tight. Then he was shot. He fell. I still held on him. Because of his weight, he pulled me out of the bus. The rebels may have thought that I was dead too. So I rolled on the bodies. I went underneath the bus. My legs were out. And my pockets were all turned inside out because the first thing they do, they search your pockets. Then they came searching pockets. They kicked me. insulting, since they found nothing on me. And then they heard another sound of a vehicle. There were about three of them. Then they ran towards where we came from. They were going, whilst they were going, they set fire to the bus. And the fire was ravaging. People's heads were popping out. You hear pop, pop. Eventually, I withdrew from under the bus. Nobody was there. Then I was moving. As I was moving, I saw a lady moving too. She was asking if we are dead. I said, we are the lucky ones. Let's go. So we left that night, walking in the bush. We didn't know where we were going. Finally, we got to a certain village and then eventually giving asylum to United States, coming to New York, Boston, and then somebody picked us up from Boston right to Worcester, where I have made my home today.
So if we visited you up there in Worcester, where's the first place you'd take us?
I'll take you to the mayor to see the mayor first, and then I take you to Queen Sigamon Community College so that you can look around. And also, we go to WPI, where robots are manufactured.
What about a meal? I might be kind of hungry after a trip to the mayor's office and the robot factory.
Oh, the most popular place is Chinese restaurant. That one I can take you there. You eat until you're satisfied.
Augustine, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Augustine Kanji, a takeaway listener in Worcester, Massachusetts. Every Wednesday this month, we'll be featuring one of your poems as part of our This Is Where project in collaboration with the annual O Miami celebrations at our member station WLRN in Miami. Here's how you can participate. Write a short poem describing the place that is important to you and include the hashtag This Is Where, all one word. If you're in South Florida, be sure to tweet it to at WLRN. If you live elsewhere, tweet it to us at The Takeaway. Or you can call us 877-8-MY-TAKE.